the day at work. By evening, I was in the spirit of a surprise. I grabbed the suit, really feeling the part, and drove to my brother's neighborhood. I parked in a lot down the street and wiggled into the red slacks and jacket, then adjusted the beard, belt, and hat as I strode up the driveway. My heart was all aflutter as I took a deep breath and rang the bell. I could hear Susan fumbling with the knob. Then I watched her eyes widen as she opened the door. But before I could make my well-rehearsed greeting, she shrieked and raced across the living room, down the hall, and into her room. In a flash, she was under the bed. I looked helplessly at my brother. Bob looked helplessly back. Neither of us had anticipated Susan's alarm about this personal visit from Santa. After all, it was her idea. For an awkward moment, I stood dumbfounded as Bob sighed and gestured to an overstuffed chair. "Sit," he said perfunctorily. He was just learning to expect the unexpected from toddlers. So I sat, but not without fears of my own. I'd stuffed the suit with two pillows. My ears were contorted by the strings holding on the long, flowing beard, and my 7 3/8-inch head was forced into a 6 1/4-inch wig. Any minute, I feared the buttons on my suit would pop and the wig would squirt off my head, taking all my hair with it. I held my breath as Bob and my sister-in-law, Virginia, tried talking to Susan out from under her bed. They reminded her of her promise and reassured her that Santa loved her and would never hurt her. Then they begged. Nothing worked. My spirits were melting, along with the rest of me, under all the Santa gear. By the time Bob pulled Susan out from her hiding place to comfort her, I had soaked the pillows and my beard was sweat. Maybe if Susan sees Santa's really Uncle Ed, I thought, she might calm down. Of course, that would ruin the Santa surprise for every Christmas after this. I sweated more over what to do. It only took a minute to see there was no danger of my niece discovering my real identity. There was no way she was going to come close enough to find out. With her right arm extended as far as possible, she did offer her precious blankie from the very tips of her fingers. I reached for the gift, thanking her in the deepest voice I could muster and promising that one of the elves would be glad to receive such a special blanket. But Susan, with reflexes set on hyperspeed, was already gone. Laying my finger alongside my nose and giving a nod, I decided it was time for me to go too, if Bob and Virginia were ever to have some Christmas peace. I left then, not knowing that Susan's scream should have been expected. 75% of children from 11 months old to age 3 scream and cry at the sight of Santa. But I didn't need a statistic to tell me the most important lesson of this experience. I saw it for myself.